رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to one and all. May Allah accept us for His deen. May Allah enable us to do what is right, to say what is right. May Allah help us spend every day correctly. This is a blessed day. Let's send salutations upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. A few days ago we discussed an event that happened in Rajab where Sahaba took Islam into the Persian regions. Then an interesting expedition that took place against the Romans is the expedition called Yarmouk. But let's rewind. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid led the Ummah in 11 consecutive expeditions. And subhanAllah, he victored in each one. Each one was such an amazing adventure. There were lessons learned. Islam was spread to so many. The local Persians and Christians and Zoroastrians saw the beauty of Islam. And then Hazrat Khalid's amazing adventure, where from one of the expeditions called Firad, he then sent his men towards Hira, which was their center at the time, an area prophesied by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat Khalid went on an adventurous journey to Hajj, subhanAllah. Then interesting was the reaction of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Abu Bakr was upset that why did Hazrat Khalid do so without permission, leaving his men without supervision. Hazrat Khalid didn't leave them under supervision, and that was the way of Hazrat Khalid. But Hazrat Abu Bakr did correct him, and he did take the advice. But subhanAllah, amazing is the Sahaba. Adventurous, courageous, Allahu Akbar. Obedient, humble, Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat Shurahbil bin Hasana, radiallahu anhu, sees a dream where Hazrat Abu Bakr is taking Islam into the lands of the Roman Empire. He mentions this dream to Hazrat Abu Bakr. And Hazrat Abu Bakr said, yes, I was planning to take Islam to this region. And Hazrat Abu Bakr took guidance from that dream. Subhanallah. And there were many messages in that true dream of this great Sahabi, Hazrat Shurahbil. Hazrat Abu Bakr then prepared 4 senior Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, to go in Allah's way, to take Islam into the lands of the Roman people, for them to see the beauty of Islam. Namely, Hazrat Yazid bin Abi Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, he was sent to Damascus. Hazrat Shurahbil bin Hasana, radiallahu anhu, to the Jordan region. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, radiallahu anhu, to Hims. Hazrat Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, to Palestine. Each one was so amazing. The advices he gave them as ushering them out were so pertinent, so profound. There's lessons for every leader in these advices, especially the advice to Hazrat Yazid bin Abi Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, who is a senior Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the elder brother of Hazrat Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu. Study those pertinent advices. Allama Ibn al-Athir in his Kamil fi al-Tariq quotes the entire advice as Hazrat Abu Bakr ushered him out. Then he gave the same advice to the others. Interesting is the letter he wrote to Hazrat Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, who was striving in the way of Allah in another region, doing work Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to do. Hazrat Abu Bakr writes to him as he was in the Qudaa region. Hazrat Abu Bakr wrote to exhort him to go in Allah's way. He says, yes, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent you and appointed you regarding certain works that you would have done. I have now work for you that's pertinent and important. If you feel you still have to continue there, well and good. If not, I need you for a pertinent task. Are you ready? Subhanallah. Amazing is the response of Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. Inni sahmun min siham al-Islam. وأنت بعد الله الرامي بها والجامع لها فانظر أشدها وأخشاها وأفضلها فرمي بي فيها أو the Khalifa of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I am indeed an arrow from the arrows of Islam. After Allah, you are the archer and you are the gatherer of the arrows. You analyze which area is suitable, but hopefully most difficult, most profound, most rocky, the rocky terrain, and the most virtuous areas where I can sacrifice for Allah greatly. Look for those areas and shoot me in that direction of the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amazing. That's why the forces of Batil attack this great Sahabi, to make us lose trust in our heroes, who are really true heroes, without whom Deen would not have reached us. But that was Hazrat Abu Bakr. So amazing, this one amazing incident in the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, where one day two people who were new to Deen, and in the previous time, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a lot of ikram of them. But when they came to Hazrat Abu Bakr, they wanted a certain property for free. So Hazrat Abu Bakr felt, let him give them that land, maybe they can work it. And he thought he'll give it to them for free. He says, I give you this land, this is the title deed, but one condition, you have to get the signature of Umar. They come to Hazrat Umar, he was busy cleaning his camel. They show him the letter. Hazrat Umar was very upset. He took the letter and tore it. And he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made you all's ikram in the initial stages at that time. Allah has honored Islam now. You want that property, you pay for it, work for it, nothing for free, yeah. And then he comes to Hazrat Abu Bakr. And Hazrat Umar actually reprimands. Subhanallah. Hazrat Abu Bakr remains silent. But prior to that, when the two were upset, they came to Hazrat Abu Bakr first. That's the part I missed. And when they asked Abu Bakr, who's the Khalifa? Are you the Khalifa? Or is he the Khalifa? Imagine Hazrat Abu Bakr's response. Actually, he. And he could have been so. Allahu Akbar. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, yeah, Allah walo. Yeah, Allah walo. These are the true friends of Allah. When Hazrat Umar came, he was upset, and he reprimanded Hazrat Abu Bakr, that how could you have given these two? Is it your private property that you give them, Abu Bakr? At the end of the discussion, Hazrat Abu Bakr explained that I did make mashura and so forth and so forth. Hazrat Umar says, but did you make mashura with everybody? Because this is the Muslim's property. Imagine Hazrat Abu Bakr says, see Umar, I told you, you have the capability to run the affairs of the Ummah, not me. Allah, deko. See Hazrat Abu Bakr, la ilaha illallah. His high position, his achievements, him being guaranteed Jannah, him being Jannatul Firdaus, him being the greatest of this Ummah, him being such whose Iman would outweigh the Iman of the entire Ummah, but none of that beguiled him to pride. As Hazrat Khalid was still in the Persian regions, and in these 11 consecutive expeditions, victorious, subhanallah, Hazrat Abu Bakr then writes to him, saying, O Khalid, I now want you to take half the men and journey with your men to the lands of the Romans, to take Islam to them, for Deen to be available to them, to strive in Allah's way among them. And the Sahaba that are there need your assistance, because the Romans have rallied against them in large numbers. Leave half the men under Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha al-Shaybani to continue the work of Deen in the Persian region. This was the letter received. Now they consult as to who should go with which Amir. Hazrat Khalid chose all the seniors. He left the juniors, Sahaba and Tabi'een radiallahu anhum, with Al-Muthanna radiallahu anhum. Al-Muthanna didn't agree. He says, you're taking all the seniors. Hazrat Khalid says, yes, you're taking the young, don't you want them? He says, I want the seniors also. Look at us today, we might feel, oh, young blood, more energy. Sahaba looked at the elders and the seniors through whom Allah's help is sought. Al-Muthanna didn't agree, and said, I will have to write to Hazrat Abu Bakr. Hazrat Khalid, seeing that there wasn't time for that, because really the work has to continue and be underway, he then agreed to give Al-Muthanna some of the seniors, and they were distributed, and now they journey. Hazrat Khalid has to choose. There's a normal route that will take quite a few days, and there's a shorter route, but the route is deadly. It's via the Samawa desert. It was an area that was never traversed and accomplished by an army before. But Hazrat Khalid made Mashura with his guide, Hazrat Rafi' bin Umaira al-Tayr, an amazing Sahabi, who came into Islam through the efforts of Hazrat Abu Bakr, him being a highway robber, a man who could hijack an entire caravan single-handedly. He had amazing experience in doing so. But Hazrat Abu Bakr took him out in pious company and spent days with him and worked on him. And this man was changed. He loved Hazrat Abu Bakr. Anyway, he was now with Hazrat Khalid in the path of Allah in these regions. And with his father, he traveled these routes. And he was Hazrat Khalid's guide. He guided them on how to feed the animals, how much of water to carry, how to feed the camels and cover their mouths to preserve the water in the humps of the camel. And he mentioned to them that after 5 days, we will find water at a certain point. As they traveled those days, it was difficult. It was through the desert. They had to continue and pass 5 days of rigorous journey in rocky terrain. It was very difficult. There's reports that mention they reached there with a lot of difficulty. After the 5 days of constant travel, Hazrat Rafi knew about where water could be found under certain plants. But when they got there, they didn't find those plants. It was the severe heat of the desert that had destroyed some of those plants. And Hazrat Rafi had injured his eye. And due to that disease, he couldn't see properly. And he mentioned to them, look for the root of these certain plants. And they finally, after a lot of exertion, found, they were exhausted. After days of travel, water was finished. And they finally found this plant and they dug. And Allah saved their life. Allama Ibn al-Athir quotes, لِلَّهِ دَرُّ رَافِعٍ أَنَّهُ تَدَى فَوَّزَ مِنْ قُرَاقِرٍ إِلَى سُوَى خَمْسًا إِذَا مَا سَارَهَا الْجَيْشُ بَكَى مَا سَارَهَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ إِنْسٌ يُرَى. May Allah bless Rafi'. To Allah belongs the pearl of Rafi'. It's expressed like that in Arabic. It's a praise. Amazingly was he guided by Allah, where he traveled successfully through Fawwaza, through the desert, Mafaza, from Quraqir to Suwa. These are regions. 5 days of rigorous, constant journey where never before historically did an army traverse. Armies cry through that road. Nor ever has any human being passed that journey in the manner that Rafi' and his men, meaning Khalid and his men, achieved. Hazrat Khalid preferred taking that route because he wanted to save the amount of days and he also wanted to shock the Roman army because they weren't expecting him to come from that area, appear in that area. They were expecting him to come from somewhere else and he wanted this to have an impact on their morale. And subhanAllah, he did achieve. And finally, when he reached the Muslim Ummah in the lands of Syria, against the Roman army. This was a very powerful army. Hazrat Khalid now makes mashura with the men that how are we going to carry out this battle? Because the Romans have rallied 250,000 men and all of us together about 40,000. Hazrat Khalid, even though there were signs that Hazrat Abu Bakr wanted Hazrat Khalid to lead the army, but he left it to them to decide. And Hazrat Khalid discussed with them that maybe we should change amirs every day because all five of us leading our army would bring confusion. We have to choose one. And Hazrat Khalid was chosen to start. And it seems, according to looking at all the reports, the battle didn't last one day. But Hazrat Khalid continued to be the amir. And while the expedition was going on, subhanAllah, Sahaba were chosen to recite Suratul Anfal before the expedition to win the help of Allah. Hazrat Abu Huraira and Hazrat Abu Sufyan were going to the different regions to encourage the Sahaba and the Tabi'een to remain firm, to give them targhib. And Allahu Akbar. During the expedition, many amazing events happened. One was where one of the Roman generals comes forward. He noticed the amazing qualities of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu. And this man's name was Jarja, George. He comes right forward. At times they would come forward to call to a duel. But this time he comes forward, calling Hazrat Khalid forward, like previously we discussed recently, how Hormuz came forward trying to defeat Hazrat Khalid, but he treacherously tried to trick Hazrat Khalid in that duel by hiding his men behind certain boulders, trying to assassinate Hazrat Khalid. And Al-Qa'qa' radiallahu anhu read the situation and rescued the life of Hazrat Khalid. But this time, George calls Hazrat Khalid forward to ask about Islam. He says, tell me the truth, and please don't lie to me, because a free man can never lie, and a noble man can never deceive. Has Allah sent upon you, your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a sword from the heavens, and your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam handed the sword to you, and that's why you defeat all of us like that? Hazrat Khalid said, the truth is, that information is not correct. He says, why are you then called the sword of Allah? Now imagine, subhanallah, the story of Hazrat Khalid had reached the ears and the hearts of every Roman and Persian. That was the profound impact Hazrat Khalid had upon these countries and these men. All and sundry were amazed by the valor and the bravery and the heroism of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. That even up to today, those studying history in universities of European system also have to study the life of Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu, and Allah make it a means of their hidayah, because when they look into the correct reports of Hazrat Khalid, really his life is hidayah through and through. Amazing reports Allama Dhahabi mentions about how one of the Persians on one occasion wanted to poison himself, and Hazrat Khalid took that poison and took Allah's name and swallowed it, and it doesn't affect him. This is his level of iman. There's a report where Hazrat Khalid found an entire caravan of wine, and he made dua that, oh Allah, you transform it to honey for my men. And Allah transformed that wine into honey miraculously on the dua of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Yeah, iman. This was their level of iman. Look at how Hazrat Khalid gives him dawat. He says, you see, Allah sent his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us, and he gave us dawat. He invited us to Allah, but we sadly had an aversion to the truth. Some of us accepted, others belied. And sadly, I was from those who belied him and remained far from him. But Allah then guided us to the truth. And then our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me Saifun min Suyufillah, that Allah unsheathed against those who ascribe partners unto Allah. And Allah's beloved made dua for me that Allah give me victory. That's why I'm given that title. Not that I have a sword physically. This is spiritual. So George then said, oh Khalid, tell me, what is Islam? And he kept on asking questions. Hazrat Khalid gave him the full dawat. At the end, Hazrat Khalid takes him into his tent, teaches him wudu, and they both perform salah together. The Romans were shocked. In their hearts, they were feeling strongly that it's their man who's actually awaiting Hazrat Khalid to be unawares and to kill him treacherously. But they were shocked when George came out of the tent of Hazrat Khalid, when the battle had ensued, and he's fighting alongside with Khalid against his own people. And he became shaheed with only 2 rak'at of salah to his name. But look at Hazrat Khalid's importance for one person's hidayah. That he personally put everything aside to take a man into his tent, teach him wudu, teach him salah, invite him to Allah. I challenge every one of us on this special day. Do this for somebody. For some insan, my brother, you do it for somebody. My sister, you do it for one of the sisters of the ummah. They are also the ummah of our beloved. But they don't know this. You and I have to fulfill this responsibility. Take somebody new to the masjid. Show him wudu. Show him salah. Show him the beautiful teachings of Islam. Do what Hazrat Khalid did. He did it amidst the battle. Brother, amidst your busy schedule, make a call. Tell your friend you're picking him up for a lovely biryani or a akne or a dal gosh or a burger and chips. But tell him, we're going for Jumu'ah and then we'll have a lovely meal together. Take him half an hour, 1 hour early. Show him the wudu. Make him comfortable. Give him an opportunity
to feel that amazing environment in the masjid. Let's all do this, insha'Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-umayyah bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim. If you do so, mention to Maulana Sahab your report, insha'Allah, and you'll encourage others that you did this, insha'Allah. And every ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will try. We are but 4% in our country. When are we going to reach humanity? How long are we going to wait? How much time are we going to waste in delaying giving humanity their right and amana? Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-umayyah.